Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
By just being in here, I feel like this is a pure place. Amen. So I thank the Lord for that. My pastor is Pastor Gary O. Wyatt Sr. He's also my father. So we greet you from Sure House Open Bible Church in Tacoma, Washington. If you don't know, that's in Tacoma. If you don't know, this is Seattle. So I don't live here. But this is my family, and I didn't know that Pastor enjoyed my father's ministry. So I text him, my dad, you got to pray for my dad. He's a little special, so just know I'm special too. So I text him. I said, man, the pastors, man, they love your music, man. He said, well tell them to send me my royalties then. He just got off vacation, so pray his strength. Him and my mother celebrated 40 years of marriage. So I'm thankful for that. I don't have a very difficult word. I don't have a very long word. I'm not long-winded. I'm just going to share from the text. But I need you to do me a favor. Look at your neighbor, and he said it. I want you to look at them if they'll look at you, because just because you look at them don't mean they're going to look at you. And tell them to smile. Jesus has been too good. If you got Crest, if you got a toothbrush, smile. Okay. And this is for some of you, you might be cold. We have a thing that we do at our church, pastor, on Thursdays. Our Bible studies on Thursdays. And one of the things I ask for is give me some good news, because the gospel is good news. So I don't want you coming to me about your sad news. Give me some good news. And I was blessed by one of our members. She happens to work for Pierce County, and she deals with energy and helping people get their lights on. And she said she connected with a person who didn't have their heat for 2 months. They didn't have their heat for 2 months. And she said she was able, through the connections, she made some things work, and by the grace of God, got his heat on yesterday. So I said, for me, understanding how good that was, my heat's going off, and they just going to suffer for a day. So if you don't have the heat outside, let's pray that the heat gets on the inside of you and the light gets on the inside of you. Amen. I'm going to just share I'm reading from the New Living Translation. This is from the passage that we're all coming from. Amen. And I want you to go. It's Philippians 3, verse 10. Philippians 3, verse 10, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. I feel it's the clearest. I think, you know, different people like different versions of the Bible, but I think the best Bible is the Bible that you read and use and follow. You know, there's different arguments about the NIV and the ESV. Some people say that Jesus spoke in King James, so you need to speak in King James. If you're not talking in King James, you're not spiritual. And I may be going to hell then, because I can't do these now, as I get all caught up. But I believe God can speak to you if you just read his word and just get in the habit and the healthy practice of reading his word. And so I'm going to read from verse 10, and we're going to go. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. If I have to use for a title, I'm not going to be long. I promise you. I know I look like I came to preach. I planned on coming in sweats, but I didn't want to get in trouble or get rebuked. So I came in. I wanted to make sure I was clean. I didn't want to get rebuked. I didn't want to get in trouble when I got home from my pastor. So I made sure I was ready. But I want you to look at your neighbor and say, hurt, wounded, but winning. Come on. Hurt, wounded, but winning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word. We call it blessed. We anoint the ears to hear what you have. Anoint my lips to convey what you have. Nothing more, nothing less. We call this time blessed. We call your people blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. If I would ask you a question, the question would be, how bad do you want to be devoted to Christ? How bad, if I would ask you on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you want to be devoted to Jesus Christ? And devotion is very... it's very clear. We know devotion in a lot of other things. How many people like basketball? I'm a basketball guy. I like basketball. If you haven't been checking out the season, it's real, real good. Any game, pick a game. It's real good. From LeBron to the Suns, from Minnesota to the Pelicans. It's good games. It's good games this year. But we understand it when it comes to sports. We understand it when it comes to school. We understand it when it comes to economics and our finances and our peace of mind. But when it comes to the church, we seem to lack. We seem to lack. My son, I have two sons. One is 7 or 8, turning 8. Just turned 8. And my other one is 11. And my oldest, he said, Dad, I want to go to the NBA. I said, you want to get NBA? He said, yeah. I said, that's a blessing. I said, how often do you shoot? He said, shoot what? I said, the basketball, because that's what we're planning on doing. So. Just putting that out there. I don't know what you do. He said, shoot, you know, maybe 100 shots. I said, so how often do you run? He said, what you talking about? I said, what is basketball? I said, basketball is running. You have to run. You know, you don't just play on offense. This isn't like football. You know, they pass it. No, you have to do both. He said, well, I don't do that. I said, well you got to get a certain amount of shots up, son, if you're planning on going. And that's the reality of where we're at. Sometimes we just don't position ourselves to be successful because we're not getting enough reps. But I want to be honest with you. If you want to be devoted to Jesus Christ, you also have to understand that it's going to cost you something. And I want you to know this, and I want you to hear me. Jesus didn't die to remove every trial and every struggle. Jesus rose so that believers could have victory in every situation. So you could have situations that are down and you're restless, but you can win in every situation. Being a devoted follower of Jesus Christ guarantees you will have struggles and you will have hardships, but the Lord will give peace and supply victory through it all. Look at your neighbor and say, hurt, wounded, but winning. What is hurt? What is hurt? I told you, I'm almost done. I promise you. I want to go home and get me some chicken. I promise you. I'm just where I'm at right now. So just pray my strength in the Lord. I've been up since 4. So pray my strength in the Lord. So I got a couple things. I work at Western State. So maybe this is the psychiatric spirit that you need to get off of me. And if you don't know what Western State is, Google it. Okay, but hurt. Hurt is having mental pain or frustration. It's being ill-treated. It's having mental pain or frustration. It's being ill-treated. It's the emotional battle that you have. Come on, somebody talk to me. I want to ask you a question. Can you be committed? Can you be devoted to Christ when you're hurt or going through physical or mental pain? You know, your friends that don't want to talk to you because you say amen. Now, you know, your friends that don't want to talk to you because you go to the white cross and not the green cross. You guys know this is Washington. You know, I joke with my church every now and then. I say, you know, I'm gonna start another ministry, an outreach ministry. It's gonna be HGH, Holy Ghost High. It's gonna have a green cross. Our numbers will be up. But there's a mental pain and there's a mental frustration and there's we're ill-treated psychologically when it comes to saying yes to God. And you have to understand, when you say yes to the Lord, when you say yes to his will and yes to his way, you're going to have psychological trauma. You're going to have stresses like no other. You're going to have some pain that's just uncomfortable. You're going to have some things that are going to challenge you psychologically. Sometimes you're just going to have to wake up at 4 and pray. Sometimes you're just going to have to forgive. Sometimes you're just going to have to love your neighbors. Sometimes you're just going to have to serve. Sometimes you're just going to have to love. Sometimes you're just going to have to work. Sometimes you're just going to have to do things when you don't see it in the natural eye. You're just going to have to work. And how many people can testify? Sometimes that hurt. That's hurtful. Come on, like I said, this is a perfect place. You know, if we were selling the Green Cross, like I said, this place would be filled. if we were just letting anything go on, this place would be filled. But we have a certain standard that we have to maintain. And sometimes when we want to see the eyes of faith, sometimes we just want to see the church filled, you know, and people aren't necessarily changing, but it's just filled. So, and if they're not filled, then God isn't moving. That's not the case. God wants you to experience this type of pain. He wants to know, can you be committed or devoted to me when you're hurt, when you're going through the pain, when your friends walk away, when people don't want to return your phone calls, when people stab you in the back and people lie on you. Can you exuberate and kill walk in his truth and his faithfulness and his righteousness? Can you still be committed when you're going through hurts? Hurt, wounded, but winning. Psalms 34:18 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. I want you to understand, when you say yes to the Lord, it's his will, not yours. He says, the song says, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I'm waiting, I'm yielded and still. Sometimes we have to say yes and our pride is broken. Sometimes we have to say yes and he wants to mold us into something we don't want to be. Sometimes we just have to say yes. I'll sing or I'll pray or I'll preach or I'll sweep. It's very funny. My dad said at the age 16, he was called to pastor or called to preach. And Dr. Edna E. Travis, who went to be with the Lord, she said, you're called to preach, huh? He said, yeah. She said, go outside and start preaching. He said, there's nobody there. She said, if you're called, it doesn't matter who's coming or who's going. So right across the street with the tavern. So he's tuning up. Say yes. Has it been good to you? It's just nobody. People walking by thinking he crazy. Like, look at this brother right here. Sometimes when you say yeah, you have to experience a psychological hurt or pain if you're really going to be devoted. Amen. Okay. Wounded is an injury to the body that causes restrictions. Wounded is an injury to the body that causes restrictions. I'm going to go in the text now. Paul was writing to the Philippians while he was awaiting prison. He was in chains. He was awaiting his sentence. Come on, talk to me. Epaphroditus was served the church to the point that he became sick, almost dying. Come on, I want you to listen to what I'm saying. He served the church to the point that he was ill, that he was about to die. And some of us, we can't even get to church on time. we can't even serve correctly. But he was serving to the point that he was about to die. And you may know this person, Jesus, the true and living God, the only begotten Son, came from heaven and conformed to the lowest level of earthly living so we could have eternal life. He came as a righteous king to a lowly servant that we could have life and have it more abundantly. If you want to understand true devotion and true commitment, you have to have some restrictions. Come on, talk to me. Things I used to do, I don't do anymore. Places I used to go, I don't go anymore. I have restrictions. When you're wounded, there's certain avenues that you can't go. I tore ligaments, if you can see it. I tore ligaments in my hand. And in college, actually, matter of fact, my sophomore year, I went to Boise State, was blessed to get a scholarship. And there were certain things that I couldn't hold. There were certain things I couldn't hold. And then I got a little bit older, gained a little bit more weight. Not running or listening to worship music, either one. I just wasn't doing it at the right time. And then I tore ligaments in my knee and my meniscus, my ACL, my meniscus. So I don't run the same. So if you hit me right now, you're just going to get a good swing from me. You hit me, I'm just... because I'm not chasing you. My knee doesn't allow that. There's a restriction around me. And how many people can testify when you get saved, he gives you some real restrictions. Come on. Come on. You just can't go and do what you want to do. You just can't go and say what you want to say. There's certain restrictions. There's a certain point. He's not going to let you go. He's going to go say this far and no more. You have to understand that when you are the true devoted believer, you will have restrictions that can appear to hinder you from functioning at full capacity. Come on. I like Brother Isaiah. Brother Isaiah was singing. And I don't know if you guys noticed. He's singing and the thing went off. It went off. Light's gone. He's still singing and clapping like nothing happened. Come on. He was snapping and chirping. I was like, he don't see that this is off. Brother was clapping. He was excited. He was excited for Jesus. What am I talking about? Restrictions. Come on. Come on. We would love for this place to be filled. We would love to have tons of resources, but there's a restriction. And he wants to see, even in your restrictions, are you going to be faithful? Come on. Even in your trying times, are you going to be faithful? Come on. Even in your woundedness, are you going to be faithful? Even in your pain, are you going to be faithful? Come on. Sometimes you've got to, Jesus Christ wants to see if you will continue to fight if you don't have all the tools and all the resources. Come on. 2 Corinthians 1:3-5 says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is merciful. God is our most merciful Father and the source of all comfort. Come on, listen to this. He comforts us in all our troubles so we can comfort others. Come on, somebody talk to me. The reason you got some restrictions is because he wants you to help somebody else. This isn't about you. Come on, your devotion isn't about you. Your commitment, this commitment isn't about you. They used to say, come on, be holy for I am holy. So I have to be holy because somebody needs that holiness. I have to be pure because somebody is needing my love and my grace and my tenderness and my temperament. So it is very funny. I told you I work at Western State. If you don't know, it's the psychiatric hospital, one of the biggest in the Western, I want to say on the West Coast or on the, it's big. It's just big. I'm not going to give you the stats. Google it. I deal with a certain population that's called HB1114. So before I got the job, they told me that in 2011, a patient was released from Western State. They had gone through all their stipulations, but they still had concerns, Pastor. And they couldn't keep him any longer, but they let him go. After they let this patient go, 9 months later, he killed his father with an axe. Are you following me? So I have those type of patients. So we got a new patient. And Pastor, this patient, he hates Christians. He changed his name because he said, my name is an angel in the Bible, but I want to be Muslim, so I don't want that. But the reality is he only wants to talk to one person. Guess who he wants to talk to? The Christian. That's me, by the way, if you didn't know who that was. That's me. So every day he said, where's Solomon? And he says, you my Negro, man. He didn't use Negro. You could fill in the blank. But he's only looking for me. Only looking for me. So he's on a 2-to-1. I come to work, and he says, Solomon, let's talk outside. I said, let's talk. And then I come back in. They say, yeah, he's on a 2-to-1. I said, well, where were they when I was having this individual conversation with this random murderer that only wants to talk to me? Restrictions. Like some of you guys are giving me the murderous look that he gives me. But God put me in that environment because he wants me to be able to love people on all different fronts. So if I can deal with the murderer, certainly I can deal with church people that don't smile. Certainly I can deal with people that don't clap their hands. Certainly I can deal with people that don't give. Certainly I can deal with people that don't know how to love, because if I can love this Muslim that only wants to talk to me, this big brother from Tacoma, certainly I can love on God's people. He's given me a certain restriction to see, am I going to still be consistent? Are you following me? And sometimes we have those. You have those restrictions in your home. You have those restrictions in your marriage. You have those restrictions in your finances. You want to give more, but you just can't. Wounded. Come on, you want to love more, but you can't. Wounded. You want to live in a different place, but you can't. Wounded. He's giving you some restrictions to see if you're still going to be faithful in that. Amen? Okay? Okay? Okay, the last one is, but winning. Hurt. I'm wounded, but I'm winning. I can say my worst day in the kingdom is better than anybody's best day in the world. I can say my worst day in Christ's house is a better day than any day I had before I got saved. I got saved officially, you know, not the plan, you know, to come in church every now and then. My dad's been a pastor since I was 12. So you going to go to the altar. You going. Pastor Barker, Pastor Travis, you going. Like, this isn't a discussion. Like, you're saved. That's it. You're saved. You're saved. What Jesus? Like, that's kind of the conversation that I had. And then if it wasn't that, it would be the belt. Now, I don't know if you guys ever had a whooping and you've ever seen a belt, but it'll change your life. Change mine. I was in the top 10 for whoopings. I'm in the Hall of Fame for whoopings. They got banners up of me with whoopings. I'm in subjection now. I live holy now just thinking of a whooping. I say yes. Just every now and then, I just, no. I got Jackson 5 complex. No. Come on. Somebody else is in the whooping section. Y'all didn't get enough whoopings. That's why y'all not saying amen. But we are winning. We are winning. And here's the great thing. And I want you to understand this as you're going home. I want you to consider this. Your story is better when you're hurt, wounded, and winning. The story is better. Nobody goes to the theater to see an easy story. They go to see, you know, I lost my mom when I was 2. I was put into a foster home at 12, and then I came up, and now I'm a doctor. They like those type of stories. And I'm a basketball guy. So one, and you may know this one, in 1997, Michael Jordan was playing against, well, I just say Michael Jordan, it was the Bulls, but the Bulls were playing against the Utah Jazz, and they were tied 2-2. And what ended up happening was the night before game 5, Michael Jordan was, he was hungry and he wanted to have a pizza. His trainer was like, I don't really feel good about this. This don't sound good at all. But Michael ordered it anyway. Two delivery men came up. They looked suspicious, according to the trainer. But they gave it to him, had a suspicious look, like what you guys are looking at me right now, just a real suspicious, real countenance was different. Jordan ate it. He's the only person in the room that ate. Okay? Ate it about 10, 11 o'clock at night. 2 or 3 in the morning, he's sick. They said he had flu-like symptoms. It was not. They poisoned him because they were trying to get the Utah Jazz to win the game. Are you following? They poisoned Jordan. That's cold, right? Like, just say don't play, dog. Don't try to poison me, right? They poisoned him. So game 5 is one of his best games because his trainer taught him to use that as motivation. When somebody is trying to defeat you or trying to take you down, or somebody's talking about you, or if you're hurt, if they say you're never going to be anything, use that as fuel to win the game. So what ended up happening was he did that. He wasn't going to play. He said, no, I'm going to use it as fuel. And to this day, it's one of his better games. Are you hearing me? That's where you're at. In the kingdom, when you say yes to the Lord, because Jesus is better than Jordan. Come on, Christ is better than Michael. On your worst day with Jesus, you can get through anything. Come on your hardest time, you can get through anything. Even if you're hurt, you can win with Jesus. Even if you're wounded, you can win with Jesus. Even if you're being tried, you can win with Jesus. It's psychologically unstable, but you can win with Jesus. No money in your pocket, but you can still win with Jesus. Come on. Trouble in your family, you can still win with Jesus. Come on. Trouble in your body, pain in your mind, you can still win with Jesus. Nothing is too hard for God. If you would just trust him through your pain, if you would just trust him in your hard times, if you would just trust him with your finances, if you would just trust him with your children, if you would just trust him with your marriage, if you would just trust him with your job, if you would just trust him with your faith, he could move mountains. He's waiting on you to trust him. Come on, you've got to trust him. Trust him through it all. Trust him through your hard times. Come on, trust him when you don't understand. Come on, trust him when you're psychologically fixed. Come on, trust him when you're having your restrictions. You've got to be able to trust God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, it says So I am willing to endure anything if it will bring salvation and eternal glory to Christ Jesus, to those who God has chosen. This is a trustworthy saying. If we die with him, we will also live with him. If we endure hardships, restrictions, we will reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. Even when we are unfaithful or faithless, God remains faithful, as he cannot deny himself. You still win with Jesus. When you're devoted to him, when you're saying, I'm committed to you, Lord God, I don't understand, but I'm going to take an act of faith. I'm going to take a step of faith. He comes in like he comes in like super, super, Superman. With no kryptonite. And I want you to hear this in chapter 2. He says, and it talks about having the attitude of Christ. You must have the same attitude. This is Ephesians 2:5. You must have the same attitude that Christ had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Come on, talk to me. Instead, he gave up his divine privilege. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, come on, talk to me. He went from pain to wounded. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. But I want you to hear this. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You need to have that mindset. Jesus is in me. Yeah, struggling, but he's in you. Come on. Having a hard time, he's in you. Come on. Trouble in your body, but he's still in you. You need to have that mindset. You're hurt. You're wounded, but you're still winning. I want you to look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm hurt. I'm wounded, but I'm still winning. And then that's my prayer for you today. You have to remember that Jesus wants to remind you, even on your worst day, even in your trying time, even in your struggle, you're still winning. God bless you.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.